This is a dictation for Tanveer Nazir. T like Tom, A-N-V-E-E-R. Last name is Nazir, N-A-Z-I-R. Date of birth is 5/22/75. Date of accident 7/23/2023. Date of service is 11/7/2023. The patient presents for a follow-up evaluation. He reports that he has been very scared. He has a panic going on. He has a pain in the chest, in the left lower chest. He suffers from pain in the neck and the lower back. Neck pain is around 6. Lower back pain is 10, with shooting to the both legs posteriorly in S1, S2 dermatome fashion, as a numbness and tingling, which is almost constant. Left leg is more worse than the right. Although he can walk reasonably well, no motor weakness is reported. The neck pain is also radiating to the left arm, involving all the fingers, as numbness tingling with the slight weakness of the arm, especially related to the shoulder pain in the left side, where pain level is around 8, and he can maximally do 100 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. And he has some issues with the eyes, which is blurry and watery, and is requesting a ophthalmology referral also. He has various symptoms of TBI, which includes headaches, worsening dizziness and vertigo, worsening vision disturbance, worsening ringing in the ear, double visions. He has blackouts. He reports of seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, and also problem with the memory. In addition, patient suffers from panic and depression and lack of focus. And his pain in the right shoulder is also now showing up to the tune of 5. And he also has a limited ability to lift the arms in abduction beyond 120 degrees. And pain in the left knee is also bothering him. Right knee pain is there, but it is much less, around 4 or 5. And the left knee pain is around 7. He has difficult time moving up and down on the stairs. And at this time, he requested an MRI of the knee on the left side and both the shoulders. According to him, he's only recovered 20-30%. He's doing physical therapy, chiropractic treatment. Pain level is around 9 to 10, and ADLs are affected 9. And at this time, patient report that his ADLs are affected in general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life as 9. System review is as follows. In neurology and psych, patient reports dizziness, vertigo, headache, vision disturbance, double vision, blackout, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, weakness, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, ringing in the ear, both sides, and lack of focus, lack of concentration, depression, panic, and loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient reports of neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, and shoulder stiffness, both sides, and also pins and needles in both legs and left arm, as well as pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, as well as left both shoulders and left knee, left hip, and left ankle and foot, and difficulty walking. He has reported stomach pain in the GI along with nausea and vomiting and digestive problems. In the GU, patient has a frequency of urination and incontinence of the urine, and in respiratory, patient has coughing. In the additional history, nothing is reported by the patient.